Hallelujah. God sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that my Redeemer lives. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. To all who received him, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. So there came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify, so that through him all men might believe.
I am the voice of the one calling in the desert. Make straight the way for the Lord.
Then one day, John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said,
Look, the Lamb of God, the one who came to take the Spirit, or give the Spirit for the world, take the sins away from the world. I know this because the one who sent me told me that he who has the Spirit come down and remain on him as a dove, that would be the one that we should watch. I know that the Lord has sent this. I know the Lord has sent this because he told me so when I baptized with water. Now there will be one who comes. He who comes will remain. The Spirit will remain on him, and he will be the one. I testify, and I know that this is the Son of God.
After calling his disciples, Jesus went into the Judean countryside, where he performed many miraculous signs. Many people saw the signs and believed in his name. When he came to Samaria, he sat down by a well, and a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her,
"Will you give me a drink?"
The woman responded,
"You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?"
"If you knew the gift of God and who it was who asked you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
"Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?"
"Everyone who drinks this water will never thirst again."
"Well then, sir, give me some of this water so that I won't get thirsty."
"Go, call your husband and come back."
"I have no husband."
"You're right. The fact is, you've had five husbands, and the man you're with now is not your husband."
"Sir, I can see you are a prophet."
"Believe me, woman, the time is coming and has now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth."
"I know that the Messiah is coming, and when he comes, he will explain everything to us."
"I, who speak to you, am he."
And leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people,
"Come, see a man who has told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?"
And many from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. In Jerusalem is a pool where a great number of disabled people used to lie: the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him, he asked,
"Do you want to get well?"
The invalid replied,
"Sir, I have no one to help me into the pool."
Then Jesus said,
"Get up, pick up your mat, and walk."
At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Sometime later, he appeared in the temple courts. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus,
"Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery. In the law, Moses commands that we stone such women. What do you say?"
But Jesus said to them,
"If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her."
At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus asked her,
"Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?"
"No one, sir."
"Then neither do I condemn you. Go now, leave your life of sin."
As Jesus continued to speak and do many miraculous signs around Galilee, among the crowds there was widespread whispering. Some said, "He is a good man." Others said, "He deceives the people." Eventually, some of them went to the Pharisees. Then the chief priests and Pharisees called a meeting of the Sanhedrin. The Pharisees asked,
"Here is this man performing many miraculous signs. If we allow him to continue like this, the people will believe in him, and then the Romans will come and take away our place and our nation."
But Caiaphas, the high priest, said,
"You must realize it's better for you that one man die for the people than that the whole nation perish."
And from that day on, they plotted to take his life. Now, when it was time for the Jewish Passover, many went up from the country. They had heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. So they took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting. Called his disciples, saying,
"The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. My heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very hour, this reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name."
Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, Jesus now showed them the full extent of his love. It was just before the Passover feast, and the evening meal was being served. Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him,
"No, you shall never wash my feet."
But Jesus answered,
"Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
"Then, Lord, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well."
"As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Greater love has no one but this, that he lay down his life for his friends."
After the meal, Jesus looked toward heaven and prayed.
Father, the time has come. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am coming to you now, but I say these words while I am still in the world, so they may have the full measure of my joy within them. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
And when he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was an olive grove, and he and his disciples went into it, and he knelt to pray.
Thank you.
While they remained in the garden, a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees came to arrest Jesus. They bound him and brought him first to Annas, and then to Caiaphas, and finally to Pilate, the Roman governor. Pilate asked Jesus,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
To which Jesus answered,
"My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest. But my kingdom is from another place."
"You are a king then?"
"You are right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me."
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers, they twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and struck him in the face. Pilate brought him out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to the Jews,
"Here is the man. I find no basis for a charge against him. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?"
But the chief priests and officials shouted,
"No, crucify him. We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claims to be the Son of God."
And finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here, they crucified him. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister Mary, wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. I was also standing nearby. And when Jesus saw us, he said to his mother,
"Dear woman, here is your son."
And to me, he said,
"Here is your mother."
And from that moment on, I took Jesus' mother into my home. Knowing that all had been completed, so that the scriptures would be fulfilled, Jesus said,
"I am thirsty."
And there was a jar of wine vinegar there. So they soaked a sponge in it, and they put the sponge on the stalk of a hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' lips. After he had received the drink, Jesus said,
"It is finished."
And with that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ gave up his own life for us. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. Yes, this is love. After the death of Jesus, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body. Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, who brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices and strips of linen. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. They laid Jesus there. Then, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. That the stone had been removed from the entrance, she ran to find Peter and me. She cried,
"They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they put him."
So Peter and I started for the tomb. Peter went into the tomb and saw the strips of linen and the burial cloth. We saw and believed. Then we went back to our homes, but Mary Magdalene stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over and looked into the tomb, and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been. They asked her why she was crying.
"They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they put him."
At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He said,
"Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?
Thinking he was the gardener, Mary said,
Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you put him and I will go and get him.
Then Jesus said to her,
Mary.
She turned toward him and cried out,
My Lord!
Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead and tell my brothers that I am returning to my Father, your Father, my God, and your God.
And Mary Magdalene ran to the disciples with the news.
I have seen the Lord!
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes and our hands have touched, this we proclaim to you. I know that my Redeemer lives. God sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that my Redeemer lives.